CBS News. The helicopter failures that halted the U.S. rescue mission in Iran will be the subject of a House investigation. I'm Rita Sands reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Three of the eight helicopters sent into Iran were knocked out of operation. Even before the fiery crash of a helicopter and a transport plane, the mission had been aborted because of the shortage of helicopters. Representative Samuel Stratton, chairman of the House Armed Services Subcommittee, says his panel wants to find out what happened and how it can be prevented in the future.
I think we want to see whether there's any problem in connection with the maintenance of our equipment. Obviously, it's a little bit embarrassing for the United States of America, supposedly the world's greatest superpower, that we can't even get our helicopters to function at a relatively decent rate. This may be the result of all of the cutbacks that Congress has made in the operation and maintenance funds over the years.
The rescue attempt left eight American servicemen dead in the Iranian desert. Five servicemen who were injured are recuperating in Texas. They received a visit today from President Carter, who said later, our country owes these brave men a great debt of gratitude.
This has been a long and difficult time for our nation, but we are re-inspired and rededicated to freedom and the responsibilities of a free nation and a democracy by the self-sacrificial and heroic attitude of these men.
More in a moment. Whatever the private feelings about the fact that Western allies had not been consulted on the attempt to rescue the American hostages, the common market is withholding public criticism. Secretary of State Vance was critical of the rescue plan before it was implemented, and because his advice was ignored, he resigned his post. Senator Edward Kennedy had this reaction.
Cyrus Vance is a distinguished public servant of integrity and competence. Among the foreign policy advisors of this administration, he is the man for whom I have the greatest respect. Obviously, he knows far more about the failed military effort in Iran and its possible consequences than the rest of us do at this point. I am saddened that he decided that he had to resign.
Kennedy made his comments in Mexico City, where he met with President José López Portillo. The Supreme Court refused to hear arguments by backers of Senator Kennedy that Jimmy Carter's forces are using taxpayers' money to help the president win renomination. U.S. Ambassador Diego Asensio, who was held hostage by leftist guerrillas at the Dominican Embassy in Bogota for 61 days, has been invited to the White House tomorrow to meet with President Carter, who praised Asensio for his courage, resilience, and strength of spirit. The ambassador has been resting up at Homestead Air Force Base in Florida, winding down, as he put it. More after this.
Reach out and touch someone. Reach out and have some diet talk.
Yesterday, I was about to polish off those brownies, 3 pounds on each hip, when I thought about Sarah.
Hello?
Sarah, help!
You're about to cheat on your diet.
How did you know?
Now listen, here's what you do.
Reach out.
Thank goodness for Sarah and the phone. And the bus driver loved those brownies.
Reach out and touch someone.
The Bell System. Want to be a carpet cleaning magician? Just rent a Carpet Magic steam machine, and like magic, you'll turn your dirtiest carpets beautifully clean. With the amazing Carpet Magic dirt extraction system, it's so safe, so fast, so easy to do it yourself. You'll get dramatic, professional results at a fraction of what you'd pay a pro. To get every carpet in your home deep down clean and stain-free, just remember these magic words. Carpet Magic steam machine. Rent one today.
Mount St. Helens in Washington State, which came back to volcanic life last month, isn't what she used to be. She's changing shape, bulging at an impressive rate in the Goat Rocks area. That's about 2,000 feet from the summit. Geologists say it could be caused by a mass of underground lava, and then again, maybe not. Whatever, they don't seem too worried now that the mountain has ceased the wild explosions of steam and ash, but seismic activity does continue. Rita Sands, CBS News.
At Park Parkvale Savings, you not only get the highest interest, but you'll find 19 more reasons to save at Parkvale displayed in every office. You can get free or at low cost with specified deposits. Your choice of appliance or cookware gifts from the best known names in the business. Corning, Hamilton Beach, General Electric, 19 different gifts to choose from. Like a handsome warming trivet, free with a deposit as low as $250. At Parkvale Savings, it all adds up.
Tuesday, April 29th is NFL Draft Day, and KQV will provide you with the most complete and comprehensive reports. This is Stan Saverin, and I'll be at Steeler Draft Headquarters sending you reports all day long, beginning at 10:15 in the morning, and every half hour after that at a quarter after and a quarter till the hour. Our Steeler Draft Reports are brought to you by Stoney's Beer. It's just like coming home. And by Dante Polis' Pizzeria, located at McFarland and Banksville Roads. The best NFL Draft Reports, Tuesday, April 29th, beginning at 10:15. On KQV.
52 degrees and cloudy in Pittsburgh.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Today, a tale of hatred and jealousy and the meager nourishment one can derive from such a diet. It is one of Henry James' best. Some say it is autobiographical, some say not. We say it is unforgettable.
This portrait of yours, Maria, it's a great work. Did you do it all without sketches of the man or studies?
I destroyed everything years ago.
Ah, then you once had them.
I once had everything.
So that it's all memory.
It is all hate.
Our mystery drama, Portrait of Memory, was adapted from a story of Henry James by James Agate Jr., especially for the Mystery Theater, and stars Norman Rose and Marion Seldes. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Right now, Avon's got an exciting new game. We call it Open Up to Avon.
Open up to Avon. Open up to the game.
A new game.
Open up to feeling like sure.
The fun begins with your Open Up to Avon game card.
Open up to Avon. Bringing beauty door to door. With surprises everybody's looking for.
The game card is your ticket to savings on exciting beauty products. Even a free gift. Your representative is bringing your Open Up game card, so get in on all the fun. What a nice surprise, Avon.
Purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Hi, this is Wayne Nose. You know, too many high school graduates who want to go to college find they can't meet the high cost of higher education. Now, if college money is a problem for you, then I'd like to talk to you about a plan that will not only pay your tuition, but also pay you a monthly cash allowance while you're in school. If you can qualify, Naval ROTC will pay the cost of your college tuition, plus a monthly cash allowance. And when you graduate, you'll be commissioned as a Navy ensign or a second lieutenant in the Marine Corps. It never is too early to plan for a future with an exciting career. The Navy. It's not just a job. It's an adventure. For more information, call toll-free 800-841-8000.
800-841-8000. Expatriates, they call them, those who live abroad. Americans, or any national who makes his home in a foreign land and who rarely, if ever, goes home again. Such a man was Justin Court, who spent his youth in the New England town of Old Bedford and maturity in France. It is 2 in the afternoon in an art gallery off the Rue Jacob in Paris.
It's my exhibit, actually. I've had half a dozen or so over the past 20 years, generally in this same gallery, Geringer's. You know the place. Derain hung here. Matisse, Van Dongen. So I'm in good company. Only the art lovers have changed. And I'm afraid, not for the better.
His predilection with death and destruction and disfigurement, Miss Lark, is awesome.
Tremendous, tremendous.
Do you realize there isn't one painting in this entire room in which a human is portrayed at peace? Even his landscapes are tortured. It is Soutine all over.
Oh, I would like to meet him. Oh, isn't that him? That man with the beard over there talking to the lady with a feather in her hat.
I have not met Justin Court either, so it could be. I hear he had some violent accident when he was younger. That is why the dark glasses. All this murder and blood hanging on these walls.
Oh, Professor Benoit, perhaps we should go. This exhibit upsets you, sir.
All I am expressing, Miss Lark, is an opinion. This Julian Court is fine, very fine, but his anger brings out the anger in me. Do you understand?
I couldn't help overhearing you both because you were speaking in English. Permit me to introduce myself. I'm Amelia North. I'm an American.
I should have guessed from your accent, madame. I am Charles Benoyer. This is Mademoiselle Beatrice Lark. She's from England, one of my art students at the Lycée.
Aren't you overcome with these paintings? Who is this Justin Court?
We think that may be him standing over there. Professor Benoyer doesn't know him, but I'd give anything to meet him.
There is some reason why this painter is punishing himself.
He is?
Well, it's there. You only have to look for it. There, that one. Like Daumier. And there, that one. Poor, poor Vince.
Well, I must say this is the most exciting afternoon I've ever spent. Thanks to both of you. I feel like such a stranger in a foreign land.
Oh, you should not, madame. This Justin Court is also an American. If he suffers, or has suffered, then he has joined the human race, n'est-ce pas?
Garçon, enfin, s'il vous plaît. I have a certain hoarseness which still plagues me ever since... Oh, well, we shan't talk about that. When I'm tired or overwrought, there it is. The only cure is a Paris cafe and a good brandy at 4 in the afternoon. Ah, merci, thank you.
Mr. Court? I beg your pardon, but aren't you Justin Court, the painter?
I am, yes.
My name is Amelia North. Mrs. Amelia North. May I sit at your table for a moment?
Well, by all means.
I wanted you to know that one of the very first things I did when I came to Paris was to go to that gallery on the Rue... what's it called?
Jacob.
Yes, that's it. And see your exhibition of paintings. I was overwhelmed, Mr. Court. So modern, so real, so new.
Oh, you're very kind, Mrs. North, but I'm afraid I'm a throwback to the minor surrealists of the 30s.
Oh, you're famous.
Oh, no, dear lady. Though I've lived here for 20 years or so, I'm still regarded as that relatively unknown American expatriate dauber.
Is that what they say?
No, they say, there goes what's his name.
There is such a thing as too much modesty, Mr. Court. In fact...
Are you staying in Paris long, Mrs. North?
A few weeks. Then the south of France, and then I'm coming back in the fall. I have a lovely place in Saint-Cloud. But really, I've nothing to keep me here or take me there.
Ah, yes, a free American spirit.
Well, actually, I'm not telling you the whole truth. I do have something to keep me in Paris. Hopefully, it is you.
Me?
In fact, do you ever do commissions, Mr. Court?
Well, I have.
Well, did I tell you that when I was in Geringer's just an hour ago that I came away overcome?
Well, it's kind of you to say so. On the whole, Americans seem to appreciate what I'm trying to do much more than Europeans.
The commission I have in mind is not an ordinary one.
Well, I accept the compliment.
Have you ever done a portrait without the person sitting for you?
No, I never have. I rarely do portraits.
Oh, yes, but there are people and things in your pictures. They're so sad, really. They're quite awakening.
The person you wish portrayed is not in Paris.
I don't know where he is. Even if he's alive.
Will you have photographs of him?
No, nothing.
My dear lady, how do you expect any artist to paint a likeness for you with no reference?
Who said anything about a likeness? Un très bel homme. A beautiful man. 35. Drawn purely from your imagination, Mr. Court.
My imagination would satisfy you?
Oh, yes.
Mrs. North, you don't know my work well enough. I'm sorry, but I am not the painter for your commission.
I would pay well.
Well, I'm in the fortunate position that money cannot pay me for making a fool of myself. I can but do in my own way the face I see, not the face I imagine.
Well, I shan't disturb you much longer. I have here the name of another painter, a woman who lives here in Paris. Do you happen to know her?
And then, Maria Elena, she hands me this card with your name written on it.
Well, why are you so surprised, Justin? It's possible my reputation has reached America.
Of course. I'm not saying that, but the coincidence of you, someone I know so well.
After all, I was born there. So, send her along, your Mrs. North.
I can always use another commission.
I don't see how. Yours is the most crowded studio on the Rue Saint-Benoît. Maria, you'll never live long enough to complete all these works.
Ah, commercial stuff. Copying the old masters for film studios, schools, and for the not extremely rich.
Oh, this isn't the original Rembrandt, is it?
No, my dear. It's my prize copy. I shall make money with that one.
Fantastic. I think this Mrs. North's commission will intrigue you.
So long as it is something to copy, I can enjoy.
No, not a copy this time. She wants a portrait out of the blue, as it were.
Oh, but you do portraits, Justin.
No, my kind is not for this lady. She wants a pretty picture.
Of whom?
Of nobody. No person in particular, but it must be someone the artist wishes to do.
I've never heard of anything like that. Do you mean I choose the sitter?
There is to be no sitter.
Well, then, whom is the portrait to represent?
An ideal.
Mine or hers?
This is what this strange and wealthy American lady wants. A handsome, distinguished, agreeable man, 30, 35, clean-shaven, well-dressed, a perfect gentleman, and a perfect scoundrel.
A perfect scoundrel. And I'm to find him myself.
Well, I told her you could.
Well, I suppose if I wandered about Montmartre, I could find a model. And after all, if Rembrandt could pick up some old bum by the docks for his Apostle Paul, I should be able to find the right face.
No, Maria Elena, this is not what Mrs. North wants. She wants the portrait from your soul, your imagination.
Why didn't you take this on, Justin?
Because I have to start with the face I see before me.
And you think I can paint a face I don't see?
You see so many more faces than I do. And you see them in memory. From all the museums that you've haunted, the great art you've studied. Now, let me arrange a meeting between you two.
No.
You won't take the job?
Do I have to meet her to try it? Is she married? Not married. Is this to be her lover?
Now, the way I see it is, I see her at home or here in her apartment in Paris. Visitors arrive. Your creation hangs over the mantel. Who is that extremely handsome man, says someone. Oh, that's a portrait of my dear departed husband. That's my guess, Maria.
I'll do it. Thank you, Mrs. North. Since she's an American, double whatever price you had in mind. Tell her she'll have it in a week or two.
You already have an idea, don't you?
Something very powerful is telling me to go ahead with this. That all the roads I have taken in the past converge on this very decision.
Ah, Maria, I am glad.
It'll be an experience to begin in my studio, not in a museum. I shall make him supremely beautiful and supremely base.
Base?
The finest gentleman a young girl did ever see. And the worst friend. Dustin?
I have always wanted to ask you, is Dustin your real name?
Ah, Maria, what a strange question.
Do you realize, my old friend, that in all these years, I have never seen you without those great big dark glasses covering half your face?
Neither has anyone else. But accidents happen. Glass cuts, vocal cords, skin is punctured, bones fractured. But in time, everything heals. But one's looks. Goodbye, my dear. I must go. The finest gentleman and the worst friend. I shall repeat those words to your patron. And again, double the price I had in mind.
Two painters in an atelier in Paris.
One who paints only emotions, and tortured emotions at that.
The other?
A success at duplicating past masters so well that few can tell the difference. This strange commission of an idealized man is now hers. What will she do with it? I shall return shortly with Act Two.
I'm Susan Anton for Serta Perfect Sleeper. Sleeper because it gives me the top comfort I want and the deep support I need for a great night's sleep. Top comfort comes from plush layers of Certifoam puff quilted to quality fabrics and fine upholstery material. Inside, Certa's famous construction gives you the deep support you need. Underneath it all is the patented CertaLock foundation that perfectly complements your mattress. Top comfort, deep support. You get both from every Certa Perfect Sleeper. That's firmness that feels good. So,
this is Gene King for your Better Business Bureau. If your food bills have become astronomical, it's time for you to learn the secrets of the smart shopper. Plan your shopping trips in advance. Also, try not to go when you're hungry. By making a shopping list and sticking to it, you'll be less tempted to buy on impulse the things you really don't need. Consider seasonal bargains, advertised specials, and the dietary needs of your family when you make out your list. But remember, folks, buying sale items in bulk is just fine, but only if you're able to store them properly. Now, another thing you should also do is read food labels so you know exactly what you're paying for before you buy it. For example, you may decide to pass up that can of beef stew that's such a steal when you read that it contains more water than beef and potatoes. Be a smart shopper. Plan and save. A tip from your Better Business Bureau.
Painters have an insight into seeing things that most of us don't even know exist.
And of saying things
equally surprising.
A room hung with pictures
is a room hung with thoughts. Sir Joshua Reynolds, the renowned portrait painter of the royalty and rich. He also said, the mind sees more clearly than the eyes, which is pretty much what Justin Court told Mrs. North the following day.
Absolutely, Mrs. North. She accepted your commission.
Does she want to meet me or talk to me?
No. She feels it would add nothing to her imagination. And since you wished Maria Elena to reach into herself for this portrait, why see you?
Well, I only thought she might be curious who I was. And I suppose I would have liked to have met her. I know I've asked for something very unusual.
Maria is an unusual painter, and you'll meet her when the portrait's finished. You'll have plenty of time to thank her.
And to pay her the balance, too, I suppose. I did give you the down payment you asked for.
Oh, yes, I have it right here in my pocket.
Maria Elena. An interesting name. Have you known her long, Mr. Court?
A dozen years or so, since she came to Paris to work.
Oh, I'm getting such a tingly, jittery feeling now that it's being started. Does she work quickly?
Oh, my impression is she'll toss it off at white heat.
You artists are a most extraordinary people.
Oh, how rude I'm being. I haven't even thanked you for coming all the way down here to my house in St. Cloud. And by the way, let me show you where I plan to hang the portrait. This is my room, my boudoir, I guess you'd call it.
Yes. Is that a music box playing on the table?
Yeah, it was given to me long ago. It runs for 2 hours, and I try to keep it going all the time. Now, Mr. Court, if you'll turn around. It is over that mantelpiece. I am going to hang the painting. You see what it will do for this room?
And for you, too, I hope.
Why do you say that?
You are waiting for something to happen, aren't you, Mrs. North? Perhaps for someone to come into your life. It is more than waiting for the portrait to be done.
What a good eye you have. How clearly you can see me, even through those black lenses, as if... No, that's not possible. As if you could see right into my soul.
No, don't look, Justin.
Wait.
Wait.
Marie? Do you mean to tell me it's finished already? It's been less than a week.
Justin, before I let you see it, I have to tell you, I cheated.
You have?
For 4 days, I painted as though I were bewitched. Oh, I slept a few hours here and there, but I felt I was in a furnace of passion to get every line, shadow, nuance of color, light, highlight, quickly onto the canvas before it all escaped me.
That's what I told your client. You would paint at white heat.
Oh, the man I have done is not from my imagination, not a Raphaelite or a Tintoretto man in a modern suit. He is real.
Of course, to you.
He is a likeness of a living person. At least someone who did live once. But nobody will ever know.
Are you sure?
Nobody she has ever seen or knew.
All right. Now, may I see him?
You may wait, Justin. Lord knows I had to.
Oh, of course. Someone you have raked up from the past. Your past. I don't see why not, after all. Mrs. North won't know the man.
I'm glad you agree. Now, I'll turn the painting around and place it on this easel.
Oh, Maria. Whom have you brought to life? Oh, Mrs. North will be pleased, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. He is un bel homme. Perhaps a little too fine for her fantasy. I would say it needs something less sincere in the expression.